Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Free Psychic Readings on Monday night. How about that, huh? I'm enjoying this. It's different. Anyway, welcome to Monday Psychic Readings with your girl, Linus. Nina's not here. They're in Canada. They're on holiday this weekend, or this week, I should say. Our show is every Monday night from 6 p.m. until 7 p.m., and it's 6 p.m. on the West Coast and 9 p.m. on the East Coast. Brought to you by the Essence of Success Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining and supporting the show. The show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net. That's theessenceofsuccess.net. One question per caller, please. Everyone get opportunity. You're always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is open, and I will be checking it from time to time as I do calls to see if there's any questions in there. Time to time, we will have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences and gifts. Now, for more information or to schedule a private reading, go to the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. Click on Psychic Readings at the top of the page. Readings are done Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And we do accommodate the folks on the East Coast. Excuse me. So spread the word. Tell your family and friends about our show every Monday night, and you just might learn something new. If no one has told you they love you today, well, I do. Okay, I don't need to do birthdays today because I did them all on yesterday's show. So I'll just do a quick prayer, and we'll just go right into readings. How about that? Okay, our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. So be it. Our wills be done. Okay. All right. Well, let's begin. And our first caller is area code 770. You're on the air with Linus. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Linus. This is Shanika.
Shanika?
Yes.
Okay, all right. How you doing today?
I'm fine.
You don't sound fine. What's wrong?
Well, I've been working at my job for about 2 years now. I'm kind of getting tired of it, and I was just wanting to see, I guess, when I'll be leaving there. Moving on.
Okay, you want to do something? Is there a different field you'd like to go into?
I just don't know what I will want to do, to be honest.
Well, let's see which way your path is going. What field are you in right now? Are you in medical, administration, what?
No, I work at a dry cleaner's. I press clothes.
Okay. That's all right. It's nothing. Mm-hmm. Girl, we need clothes. Okay. I think of even a quarter, I ain't going to say a half, a quarter of us running around naked, we'd probably think it was Halloween. Okay, so... Well, listen, since you're doing it, do you like clothing? Do you like working maybe in a clothing store? Would that interest you or no? That's retail sales, though, but...
No.
Okay. Well, tell me what you're interested in. What other field? And then that way I can
like
concentrate and take the question.
I do like the medical field.
You do?
Interest there. Yeah.
What would you like to do?
I was thinking maybe going back to school for a surgical technician, possibly.
Oh, yeah. Hey, good paying job. I don't know about where you live, but up here, them surgical techs make mad money here, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. In Washington, yeah, they get paid quite well. Okay, I can concentrate on that. The medical, you're thinking about going back for a surgical technician, but in the meantime, you need some money coming in while you're going to school, though, right?
Well, I guess I'll still be working at the dry cleaners, I guess, while I'm going to school.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that would be possible or not.
Well, it depends. You know, they got night courses now. You know, I mean, when it gets to the point where you have to do day courses, where you have to do internship, then, you know, then we should check and go on that to look for a night job. But for right now, you're okay, you know, if you apply. Okay. All right. Okay, angels. Wow. When you came back into this realm and reincarnated, your path was medical.
Okay.
Have you felt that through your life? Like you should be doing something to help people in the medical field? Okay, when you came into this realm, you wanted to go in the medical field because you have something to help people. It's more than just the technology. Maybe your words will heal people, your skills, your personality, but you're a healer. So you said what you wanted to do was medical. So, yeah, that is your path in this time that you're on Earth is in the medical field. That was very strong. But the angels are also showing me you're so successful in it because that's what you wanted to do, and you have a healing factor within you. I don't know if you realize it or not, but you do.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, the angels are telling me I got to write this fast. September, you go back in school. You only need to do a year and a half to get your certificate or degree. Another job is going to come up from where you're at right now, and I think it's through, I'll just say what the angels are saying, networking. Like as you're starting school, you know, in class and stuff, you know how people just generally conversation. Someone's going to tell you about another job. It's going to pay a little bit more, of course. I'm looking at looks like a dollar and a half more an hour. But anyway, it will be through that. It will be through school that you'll hear.
Okay.
Somebody will suggest to you about this job if, you know, you're interested in it. And they're telling me, this job will work with your schedule. Excuse me, got the hiccups. But it'll work with your schedule. However, you know, if you go daytime, maybe the job is, you know, like 4 to 11 or something at night and go to school all during the day. But anyway, it will be conducive for you. So just, you know, once you apply for school and you start in September, you know, and you talk to your other classmates, when somebody say, hey, you know, there's this, Shanika, there's a job open, blah, blah, blah. Check it out. That's you. And it's going to pay more.
Okay.
And it will work with your schedule. I have a feeling it's a government job. That's what I'm picking up, that you're going to be working for the government.
Okay.
Which is really good because working for the government, you know, they have the opportunity where the government will pay part of your schooling.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, but that's what I got is a government job. Totally different. But you get the job and they work with you. So maybe that's your blessing is when you get on with the government that you'd be able to go to school and do, you know, go to school and work too. But it'll be better for your schedule. So anyway, they're telling me in September is when you apply and you'll start. And your schooling will only be a year and a half. So that's not long. I mean, God, that can go by pretty quick. And because evidently, do you have some experience, Shanika, already?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, you must be going to catch on fast because I think the school is normally about 2.5 years for this, but you're going to do it in a year and a half. Maybe you just excel. Maybe you just, you know, sometimes I look at it like this. When we do something that we enjoy, right? When you're in a job that you enjoy or learning, you put forth more effort. So maybe you're going to excel like everybody else may do it in 2 years. You do it in a year and a half, and I'm out.
Okay.
So do that in September. Do apply in September. And also, let me tell you this. The government also will pay for part of your school. I don't mean as a, the job now. There's a grant. There There it is, there it is. That's what I'm trying to say. There's a grant, and I'm sorry, I can't think of the title of it. You may have to look up, you know, on the internet, government grants for college. And I believe they pay, they will help pay your first 2 years, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, every little bit helps.
Yeah.
You know, that, you know, come out of your pocket. Yeah. So check into that. I think it starts with a P. I'm not for sure. I'm sorry I can't think of the title, the name of it. But I know they do help you the first 2 years of college. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So that looks good. So, yeah, job-wise, you will, yeah, your job is going to change in the fall. Somewhere between October and November, you'll start a new job.
Okay.
Yeah. And what's good about it, Shanique, you're not really looking. You're looking, but you're not looking. You know what I'm saying? And so when this comes along and they tell you about this other job, it's like, oh, okay, I'll apply. And sure enough, you get on.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
So you're going to do good. You're going to do good. I know when you're going to school and working, it's a struggle, but the end results will be a surgeon. Surgeon tech, please. Like I said, I don't know what they pay in your state, but in Washington, honey, they pay good. They don't pay as much as a doctor, of course, but they get good money, so I'm sure that you would, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And plus, too, look at it this way. You can go anywhere in the world with your technology and skills. Come on. What doctor don't need an ST?
Right.
So that's the other blessing. Like, if you decide to move, you know, what we were talking about earlier, Tennessee or whatever like that. Girl, you got your credentials. It's like, let me apply and go to work. Yep. So that's a blessing. Well, let me know.
Okay.
Call me and let me know how things go. But for sure, get your stuff together in August to apply in September. Go for it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. That's you. That's your path. That's your journey. You wanted to help people, so come on.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And you have a wonderful week, young lady.
Okay. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, next call. Area code 310. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Miss Linus. This is Brittany speaking.
Hi, Brittany. Haven't talked to you in a while. How are you doing, young lady?
Oh, I'm doing really well. Everything is moving forward and progressing with my new love. And I wanted to know, I think he's feeling about moving forward, potentially maybe moving in together, and what do you see surrounding that?
Oh, okay. Let's see. Oops. Hold on. Okay. Okay, you want to know about... Okay, I need his first name to concentrate on him.
Yeah. Justin.
Jeffrey?
Justin.
Oh, Justin. Okay. Like Justin Bieber?
Yes.
I know, I'm just teasing you when you after I got it. Okay. Brittany and Justin. All right. He's a mellow guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it looks like you guys are okay. What's the problem? I'm feeling goodness both directions, from you to him and you. I don't know. What's the problem? Because I feel good stuff, nothing bad.
Oh, well, the thing is this. It's really interesting, but he hasn't invited me to his home, and we've been together for almost a year now.
Does he have a home or an apartment?
I think it's like an apartment. It's like he lives on, like, the top floor with his son.
Yeah, because I felt another male. You made that. You cleared that up right quick. Because I was going to tell you, I see another male. Okay. Yeah, there's no woman there. It is him and his son. He's telling the truth. Why hasn't he invited you there? Oh, is he scared to introduce you to his son? Because there's not another woman
in the
picture, huh?
I met his son once, but I don't know what is up with that. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, it has to do with his son. But you only met him one time, so he doesn't even know you. How old is this kid? Is he a teenager?
Yes, he's 16. He'll be going to college.
Yeah. Watching dad like a hawk. And he's dealing with some issues with him right now, too. I don't know if you know it, but he is. Yeah, it's not that he doesn't want to bring you there. It's his son. I have a feeling if you went to his house and his son said something out the side of his mouth, that he would punch him out.
Really?
He would knock his son out, yes. His son is at a precarious time in his life. You know how we say teenagers, they start smelling their own stuff? You know?
Uh-huh.
Type of thing, but yeah, because he doesn't want your feelings hurt and he doesn't want him saying anything that he shouldn't say. There's no one there but him and his son, so I mean, you don't have any problems there. But it keeps, the angels keeps coming back to his son as a problem. The son is a problem. So
what would his son say? Like, what is something that he would say that would be that deep?
Well, I don't know what he'd say, but when I say talking out the side of his mouth, he disrespects you. And Justin gets pissed off about that. That's why I said he would knock the hell out of him. So he doesn't know you or anything. It's just him. But that's what I mean, talking out the side of his mouth. You know, you might say, oh, hi, Justin. How are you doing this evening? Yeah, whatever. And his dad, like, what did you say to her?
Okay.
That's not how you respond to an adult. Yeah, okay, in
right.
that perspective. So that's what I'm saying, that it's not that he doesn't want to bring you over, but he's dealing with his son, and he doesn't want to put you in any type of situation. He really doesn't. I thank you, sir, for that. I do. I thank you for that. He doesn't want to put you in any drama. But, yeah, that's it. It's his son. Yeah.
Wow.
He's tripping and going through some changes, and I can see Dad going upside his head a couple of times because I see him popping him upside the back of his head. Yeah.
Really?
You know, like, yes. Yes, I saw him where he popped him on the back of his head, and then there was another time, and he popped him again. So, yeah.
Wow.
So I think it's mainly, I don't want to say protect you, but, you know, he doesn't want to put you in a situation like that right now with him and his son. So, yeah.
So I won't be going over there anytime soon. I'll take it then.
It's not that he doesn't want to invite you over. Yeah. I just see his son as a handful, honey. I hate to say that, to come between the two of you. But, yeah, he's a handful right now. You're okay. You're fine. I mean, I feel nothing but good feelings off him towards you. You're great. You know, 100. You're doing fine. Yeah. But I understand what you're saying. You know, when you date somebody, you're like, okay,
right.
When are we going to spend the night at your house?
Right, that's what I asked him 3 months ago, Ms. Lennon, 3 months ago. And
what did he say?
He said, let me just get my son together.
See,
that's what he said.
Well, girl, come on, Brittany. You just validated what I told you. Yeah.
Right, I know. I just realized what he said and what you're saying now.
Mm-hmm.
Like
you just validated it. That's why I told you. It's not you, honey. It's the son, you know. And I can't much blame him. I really can't. Because if I was dating somebody and my kid was acting up, I wouldn't want you to come into this mess. Because you might see me go all the way live, not Memorex, and then be like, ooh, should I call CPS? I think you're killing your child.
Right. But that's the only thing is that, like you said, you know, almost a year and I've never been to his house. It just feels weird, you know?
Yeah.
It feels weird.
Yeah. Well, I understand. Yeah, I understand. Because you should be able to go to your man's house, too. And actually, you could. He would bring you over. But like I said, he doesn't want you caught up in that situation. And he doesn't want you disrespected either. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm breaking.
It's just, it's just dealing with his son. I know it's always on you, and he's always coming over there, you know, for you two to enjoy and stuff.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, Brittany, it's a peace of mind for him when he comes over there. Okay.
Wow.
It is. It's a peace of mind.
Wow.
So when he's there with you, he feels good. He feels comfortable. Yeah.
That's what he told me.
And he understands.
So I know.
Huh?
That's what he
told
me yesterday. What you just said is what he told me yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he does.
But you said he understands what?
Oh, God, I just forgot the thought. Oh, he understands. Okay, no. It just came to me. He understands how you feel about him always coming over to your house and you're never going over to his house. Yeah, he understands that. So he's not oblivious to your feelings or how you feel. I'm sorry?
Is it going to be like this for a long time? I said, is it going to be like this for a long time, Miss?
Oh, no. Hopefully by the end of summer, it ought to clear up. It ought to clear up by end of summer. Yep. Because he's going to have to get some things straight with his son. And it's not about you. It's father and son stuff, okay? And so he's working on that with his son. And I'm telling you, that boy don't know. That man would pop him into next year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's not a violent man by no means, but he doesn't like disrespect. He doesn't like stupidity. And he likes for people to do what they're supposed to be responsible for their actions. And when they do stuff, even if you're a teenager, be responsible. Yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah.
It's okay. I mean, it's a learning curve right now for him and his son, you know. He's never been a father to a teenager before, and that kid ain't never been a teenager, you know. So
that's true.
They're going back and forth. You know what surprised me? I don't see anything about the mother.
Yeah, she just walked away. She doesn't care about him. She doesn't call him on his birthday. She doesn't want to take him anywhere. She doesn't care. She's like kind of a deadbeat.
I was going to say, because I don't see a mother figure anywhere in the picture. You know, we're like, okay, so the dad is raising a kid. You know, every other weekend you go stay with your mom, right? Yeah. That's why I'm asking you, because I don't see a woman there at all. And I'm thinking okay, mother, auntie, grandma, somebody.
Right. Well, grandma passed on, and I know she's watching over them. But the mom is not, she is really, it's sad. It's a sad situation. I don't see how a mother could
do that. I know. But you know what, Brittany, that causes problems too. Maybe that's why he's working with his son one-on-one. Because even though he's a boy, he still needs his mom.
Right.
You know what I mean? You need your father because you're a young man, and that's true. You need to be with a male. But you miss your mom. I mean, come on, he's at school with other friends and stuff, and they're talking about their mother. They probably talk about their mothers more than they do their dad. You know, my mom this or my mom that. And he can't say that. That hurts. I know that's got to hurt him. Now, this also causes rebellion.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
You got to look at the total picture. Yes, my dad is here. Yes, my dad is raising me. But why can't my mom show me love?
Right.
You know?
And she shows no love. No love.
Well, probably all the love he gets is from, well, you've only seen him once, but I was going to say from you. But you know what? He's so comfortable with you that maybe you two should have a talk. Maybe have a threesome, go out to dinner or go to a movie or something where
Yeah.
He can start to kind of get to know you, who Brittany is, and feel comfortable around you, and maybe even look to you as a mother figure.
That's what I was going to suggest today. That's something that you said that. I was going to say, why don't the three of us go to the movies or go to, you know, grab something to eat? Because I can really talk to him, and he can relate to me because I'm young and vibrant.
Right, right. Well, go with that suggestion. Do that. The next time you and him talk, just tell him, look, we're going to make a date, and your son's coming with us, and we're going to go to dinner or, like I said, whatever that you guys want to do that's enjoyable for the three of you. And, you know, that's your opportunity to talk to him. I'm sorry.
Like me. Do you think
I do, too. I do, too, because the father has good energy with you, so I know the son will, too. But, you know, that kid, he's hurting. He's rebellious. He don't understand.
Right.
He's at a point where, you know, his little doo-doo is starting to itch and all that kind of stuff. So quite a few things going on in his head. Yeah. But since you're already on that page, I mean, I know I just told you, go with that.
Mm-hmm.
Go with that, Brittany, and do it.
Okay, this is helpful, Miss Lennis. I thank you so much. You're always so helpful.
Oh, you're most welcome, honey. You're most welcome. Well, I'm wishing you the very best, but I'm sure it'll turn out for the best. You know, might end up that kid will love you like he never loved any other mother or woman. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Because you'll fill that void for him. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Brittany, you have a good week, and I enjoy talking to you.
You too, Miss Lennis. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye. You're listening to Psychic Readings with Lennis here on Monday night. Here on the Essence of Success Radio Network, I'd like to let everybody know we do have a psychic in the chat room. Heather is in there. What the frequency? But we call her Heather. Anyway, she's in there. So if you have any questions, please feel free to go into the chat room and speak with her. Nina's on holiday. Okay. All righty. Next call, area code 218. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Samora. How are you?
Oh, finding you, Samora. Why are you so sad? What's going on, girlfriend?
Oh, I'm not sad.
Okay. You sounded a little down for a minute. Yeah, I can feel that in my stomach. You sure you're not upset about something or sad or depressed? Because I'm feeling it really strong in my stomach now.
Yeah, well, I've been upset about something, about, like, family problems. But, like, I know that I can't face them. And my uncle just passed, and...
Oh, see, I know it was something because I could feel the sadness. Oh, I'm sorry about your uncle. God bless. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I just had a question about, well, it's about my sister, Nicole. How is that going to play out? What's her situation?
Okay, what is she in, college or high school?
She's not in either.
Oh, she's graduated? She's grown?
Yeah, she's a grown woman.
Oh, okay. And what did you want me to ask about her then with school?
It wasn't about school. It's just like how this like legal stuff is going to work out, play out.
Okay. What's your sister's first name?
Nicole.
Okay. So is the legal stuff going to work out? Okay. God, I feel like I got a burden on my back. Ooh, that hurts. Ooh, that's heavy. It's even on my shoulders, and it's a burden. I see a bunch of papers, and I see her going through the paperwork again. Looks like she's done it three different times already. but she's going through it again. She's really getting frustrated and angry. It will work out somewhat to her benefit, but not totally.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, somewhat to her benefit, but not totally. She's got to share. I don't know, is it a property or a house or what, but the angel said she has to share something.
Probably a child, custody.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Heather, what are you picking up? I'm checking with her, too. She's in the chat room. Yeah, she's having a rough period, bless her heart. I see that it's hard. It's hard what she's going through in this paperwork. Yeah, I'll put it like this. She'll get 50% of what she's expecting in this legal thing. And, yeah, that's all I can see, about half of it. Yeah, and Heather's telling me it's a dark time. Yeah, it is. God, I just see all around her. Is it the people that she's dealing with that there's this darkness, or?
I think so.
Okay, Heather wants me to tell her sister, make sure everything is documented and continue to put things in a notebook and a folder.
Okay.
Are you jotting this down for your sister?
Yeah.
Okay, so make sure everything is documented. Continue to put things in a notebook and a folder when she goes to see the attorney or the judge, that she has all her necessary paperwork. Thank you, Heather.
Oh.
Yeah, that she has all necessary paperwork. You said she's trying to get custody of her child. She's going to have to share that custody. Was she trying to do it with just one parent?
She got in trouble for not reporting another thing to deal with the child. So the state is trying to take her child away, my niece.
Okay, well, she's going to be sharing. Is the father in the picture?
Yes.
Okay. Well, she might be sharing custody with the father. And to be honest with you, the father's probably going to get 75% custody. And she'll get 50%.
I kind of had that feeling.
Yeah, she will not get full custody. Definitely be sharing. But as she continues to get better and doing better in her life, then, you know, a change can occur. But right now it's kind of dark. There's a cloud over there.
Yeah, that's how it's been for her for quite some time.
Yeah. Well, just keep praying for your sister, okay? And that everything will turn out right for her, that she's blessed. Pray for a blessing for her. To begin with, that things get better for her, and then also for the situation that she's in. Okay.
Yeah. Do you have any messages for me?
That's the second question. You have to call back in, young lady.
Okay. You're selling my aunt.
Call back in, Samora. Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you. All right. Area code 770, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hey, Lennis, this is Shanika again.
Oh, what's up, girl? Come on with it.
it's been a long time since I had transportation. Do you see transportation coming anytime soon?
Getting a car? Yeah, there's one out there right now. I don't know. I'm looking at $600 or $700. It's a hoopty. You know what a hoopty is? A to B. You know, like it'll get you to work and home. That's what we call a hoopty. I can get to work and get home. I'm cool.
Right.
But I see one about $600 or $700, and it's 1989 or 1990 vehicle. But that's all it is, a hoopty. It's just transportation for you to get around.
Okay.
You'll get a new car in 2 years, brand new.
Okay.
It'll be a 2020. Yeah. So in 2 years, Ashama, you will have a brand new car of that year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But right now, so maybe, I don't know, Craigslist or in your local newspaper, there is, like I said, there is a car, and it runs good. The angels are telling me it's a good running vehicle. It's just a hoopty.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good for you, girl. I know the feeling about transportation. Oof.
Yeah. Yeah, just tired of taking these buses and trains to work, but, you know, I do what I have to do for now.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Been there and done that. So I understand. My car is paid for, and trust me, I would enjoy getting a new car. But my insurance is real cheap because it's been paid for the last 5 years, and I don't have a car note. So that's what makes me kind of be reluctant, you know?
Right.
Because I was like, do I really want to have another car note and start all that again? And my insurance will go up, of course, because it's a newer vehicle. So I'm just kind of laying low.
Right.
Yeah, just laying low. Okay, anything else?
No, that's about it, I think.
That's it for the question? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, girl. Let me go on to some more calls.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Love you. Okay, next caller, area code 203 on the air with Linus. Who's this? Hello, area code 203. Okay, well, they're gone. Okay, area code 218, you're on the air with Linus. May I help you?
Hi, it's Samora.
Hi, Laura. Laura, is that right?
Samora, again.
Oh, Samora. Oh, okay. Go ahead with your question. That's fine. Yeah.
I just have a question about, I guess, I have a specific question. Will me and my boyfriend be moving soon to a different state than the one that we're not in?
Is your boyfriend going to be moving to a different state? Is that your question?
Me and my boyfriend.
Oh, the both of you. Oh, okay. God, looks like you need to get out of Dodge real fast. Why is that? Whoa. I'm seeing like it was a move. You had to move like right now. It was a fast move. That's interesting. Why would you have to? And Tennessee is coming up. They're showing me the state of Tennessee. But it's like you guys move real fast. It's like he comes in the house and he says, we got to get out of here in 24 hours. I don't know why that's happening. Something is going on. Something is going on, and you two have to move right away.
We're planning on moving to Washington.
To where?
To Washington.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I guess when you guys make the decision, you're just, that's it. You're out. It'll be quick.
Okay.
You might be gone before anybody can blink an eye and even know that you're gone. It's like when they hear from you again, you'd be like, I'm in Washington State, and when did you guys move? You know,
yeah.
You're out just that quick. Yeah, you move just that quick. You're gone. So, yep, you're going to be moving. And like I said, you said Washington. I saw Tennessee, but, you know where you're going.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah. Okay, well, that's it, girl.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. You are most welcome, and you have a good week, okay?
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, next caller, area code 770. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Oh, I was just listening. This is Tanika.
Oh, okay. Well, here, hold on a second. Let me go over to the chat room. Okay. Heather, I came into the chat room. No question. Well, yeah, you did answer the other one for me. Thank you. Okay. All right. Well, let me go back. Shoot. Shaniqua, come on with another question, girl. You're the only one. Well, wait a minute. Hold on one second. Hold on. Let me do this. I should have did this. You're listening to Free Psychic Readings Monday night here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. We do have lines open right now. It's area code 646-727-2914. Not all the lines, but lines are open. Also, we have a guest psychic with us tonight, Heather, and she is in the chat room. So if you have any questions, you're more than welcome to go into the chat room and ask her questions. She's very good. So just to let you know. Okay. All righty. Okay, now I'm back. All right. You got another question? Girl, it's just you right now until the line lit, the board lights up. So lights up. Listen to me, lit up. Damn, that sounds so country. Until the board lights up again. Child, you know I'm a nut. Out of five kids, the last one is a comedian. That's me. But anyway. Okay, ask something else. Shoot, you're the only one on right now.
Okay, I'm very expressive. Person when it comes to expressing my feelings. My girlfriend, she's expressive, but I kind of want to know like some of her deepest feelings about me. Like, do you pick up like what, how she really feels?
You know what? I can give you an astrology thing. What's your sign, Shaniqua?
I'm a Leo.
Okay, you're a Leo, and your better half?
He's Aquarius.
Ooh, fire and air. It's hard for her to shut you down. I mean water. Excuse me, Aquarius is water. My bad. I'm sorry. Aquarius is water and you're fire. Oh, and water puts out fire. So that's reversing. She's the dominant one. Okay. Leo and Aquarius. Well, Aquarius, I'll tell you this, they're very intelligent people. They also border on insane or insane. They can. They can be good with money, with bills. If things need to be done, they can take care of it. Sometimes you have to rein them in. You know, they'll get out there and be enjoying too much or get crazy or foolish, and you just have to rein them like, come on, stop it. You know, that type of thing, yeah, but, you know, nothing bad now. I don't mean bad, just being silly. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we, not just her, I mean any of us sometimes take it too far. Let's see, what else? Aquarius will build a foundation with your help. Now, yeah, you know, and I mean as a foundation like your home, your activities, you know, stuff to do. Yeah, and think of different things to do because Aquarius likes that. You know, I don't know, maybe go mini golf one day. Just miniature golf for the hell of it. Just to be fun. It'll be fun and silly, but miniature golf. But I'm just suggesting something different that you would, you know, instead of going to dinner or to the show or something or hanging out with friends, find something different because that keeps them how do I want to say it? It keeps their mind going. And also, it's a creativity from you. You know, that you're really thinking about, like, oh, no, we're going to play golf, you know, or we're going to hit a bucket of balls, go to a golf course and go up to the range and just hit a bucket of balls and laugh about it, you know. So, yeah. But, yeah. When Aquarius, yeah, yep. You guys are doing good. You do good. I already know that, but, yeah. So, remember, and I told you, no nonsense. Like, they're no nonsense. So you gotta be on point. And I know you are, but just stay right on point. But yeah, and they have compassion too, because when a person is hurt or sick or something like that, Aquarius has compassion to try and help the situation, you know, as much as they can. Yep.
Okay, you feel like on point as far as.
Oh, being on point, you know, like maybe paying a bill, or you need to go to the grocery store, pick up groceries, or let's see, something else. Oh, God, my mind is going blank right now. I'm saying being on point. I don't know. I mean, I do know, but it's not coming to me, but I know stuff like that. Like if you say, I'll tell you a good one. This is just an example. We're going to fly out to California. You're the one that's going to have to be on point, like, okay, we're leaving on the 28th, and we're leaving out at 10 o'clock in the morning. I got it all taken care of. We're staying at the hotel. You're on point. That's it.
Okay.
And that, you know what I'm saying? That way. So same like if you're going to a grocery store, you know, and you're really doing big shopping, you're on point because you got a grocery list. So it's like, no, we ain't spending no $107. I got a list right here. You're on point.
You said no nonsense. That's what you said also.
Oh, yeah. Aquarius, yeah. Even though sometimes Aquarius can seem like they're flaky or airy, but on the real deal, yeah, they don't go for all that foolishness. I'll put it like that because people, you mean all be silly, but the foolishness they don't particularly care for. Yep.
I was in the hospital, and you know I had breast cancer. And I was in the hospital, and she was really there for me. So so she's very compassionate.
Very good. Now, let me ask you about your breast cancer right quick. Do you have to get radiation or chemo?
I went through chemotherapy. I went through surgery. Now I'm going through the radiation.
Okay.
I have like 2 weeks of radiation left.
Okay. Because I had, well, my second cancer was in my left breast. But if I finish this year, I'll be 8 years good. So write this down. I want you, because I went holistic, and I'll tell you why in a minute. Arbor County, A-R-B-O-R County, COUNTY.com.
Okay.
I went holistic because after my, like you, you know, after I went through radiation, all that stuff, then they wanted me to take a pill because I had hormonal breast cancer, and not a pill, but the medication, $365 a month for 30 pills. You know what I told them? The devil is a lie. The devil is a lie. I even had them laughing back there because I said, does this come with a man? Am I going to get some booty? And the lady was just laughing like, oh, Miss Boy. No, so what I did, I went holistic. I went over to Bellevue to the Richie Rich area here in Washington because that's where the holistic hospital and clinic is. I've been on this medication ever since. So this is 8 years. Yeah, this is 8 years I've been on medicine. I haven't had to do anything else. I just take, and when you go on there, read about it because it helps cancer, it helps diabetes, high blood pressure, allergies, if you have allergies, yeah, it's good. But, I mean, you'll see the different ones. Now, I'll tell you the one I take is, the first one up is with the N. Dadgummit. I wonder if I can look it up right quick. Yeah. Hold on, Shanika. I'm going to look it up, and then you can. What am I doing? Oh, okay. You're going too fast, Sepha. That's what's wrong. Miss Speedy Gonzalez. Okay. I take the Resveratrol. Resveratrol is R-E-S-V. E-R-A-T-R-O-L.
Okay.
And then I also take Pectin, P-E-C-T-I-N.
Okay.
And then the last one, and this even works good when you have a cold or like there's something wrong in your body, the quercetin bromelain C capsules. Okay, so the first word is Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N / capital B-R-O-M-E-L-A-I-N / C capsules. It's all in one.
Okay.
Yep. And that one's really good for allergies and cancer and bacteria or viral infections. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. So those are the three. So when you get through it, when you get through with everything, this medication not only builds your body back up, but it keeps all that other stuff at bay.
Okay.
So you know you're not bothered with it. That just, God, the stuff they want. I was like, no, I'm not doing that. I know there's got to be another way, and there always is.
Right.
So, yeah. Okay. But you just check it out. You know, read about it when you pull it up and see what you think. But like I said, when I finish December 31st, I'll be 8 years since my breast cancer, and it was.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, it was 8 years from my first cancer, because my first cancer was uterine, and I was fine. And then 8 years later, it showed up in my breast, in my left breast. So, yeah. But it's okay. You know, I've always said this. Thank you, God. My kids are grown. I've seen my grandchildren. I've seen my great-grand. I'm blessed. I'm retired. I do okay. So, you know what I mean? It's like, if it's my time, it's my time. You're young. But for me, I'm 69. I'll be turning 70. So I'm like, you know, I'm cool with it. Cool with it. I'm okay. And like I said, finish out this year, shit. I'll be slapping my hands like, go on with it, girl. You did it. You did it.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, I was depressed at times, but now I'm much better because it's just I really had no family support. And
Oh, honey.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Hard. I'm okay now. Oh. Much better.
Well, I'm glad that your girlfriend was there with you. My God, nobody should go with cancer by themselves. You know what I mean? You
got
to have a support. Yeah, a friend or cousin or aunt or somebody, but somebody should be supporting you. You don't need to go through that by yourself. I'm glad she was there with you. God bless her. God bless her.
Yeah.
Well, it's 5 minutes to seven. I can hang up now. Girl, you know I'm crazy, but I mean I'm glad we talked because nobody else had called in. So I'm glad. But anyway, yeah, y'all do good, and I'm sorry to hear about your breast cancer, but I'm glad that it's taken care of and you'll be okay. I'll tell you one little quick story. So anyway, they took part of the breast off, right, my left one. After it was all said and done, you know, go back and for your checkup. And so I told the doctor, I said, look at me. The doctor goes, yeah. So, you know, my breasts are out because I got my bra on. I said, no, look at me. I'm standing to the side. And he said, well, what's the problem, Miss Boy? I said, my left breast is standing up like headlights. I said, and the one on the right knows it's in his 60s. I said, now when I meet a guy, I got to stand to my right. So my left side would look like, ooh, she got nice looking breasts. That doctor laughed and laughed and laughed. I'm in another doctor now, but, oh, he laughed. He said, you know what? You got a good constitution. I said, you know, I have to learn to laugh. If you don't, you cry. And I don't want to be a crier. I want to laugh and like, okay, I'll get through this. I said, but, you know, when I look at myself and my bras, look at myself in the mirror, I said, look at that good-looking titty. And I look over there and I was like, damn. Which... Shaniqua, the doctor told me if I wanted to come in and have plastic surgery, you know, to match the other side. And I told him, no, I don't breastfeed no more. Shit.
Right.
I ain't worried. You know, at 69, I am not worried about it, okay? Yeah. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. It was funny. And you know, I'm sure yours probably is standing up too. You're probably like, okay, one looks real good.
I'm deciding whether I should have the reconstruction or not. It's a hard decision. Because I really don't want to go through any more surgery, to be honest.
Hello. Yeah. That's why I didn't either. I was like, you know, I thought about it for a minute or two about, well, maybe I will have plastic surgery and have him just take part of that off and lift it up and it will match the other side. But then I was like, nah. You know, when we go through that, it's enough.
Right.
Go surgery and radiation, it's enough. Yeah. You're just like, you know what, maybe down the line. Right now, I'm just glad I'm done with you people.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. So, all right, girl, I better get off. I got about 2 minutes left. Anyway, I enjoyed talking to you today. You have a good week. Shit. Okay, and I love you here.
Hey, love you too.
Okay, all right. Night-night. Okay. Well, I want to thank everybody for joining me today on Monday Night Psychic Readings, and I got a special shout-out to my girl, Heather. She's in the chat room. Y'all see What's the Frequency, but her name is Heather, and I thank her for coming in, and she helped me, too, with a reading. So thank you, Heather. I love you. And next week, Miss Nina will be back, and don't forget, every Sunday at 3 o'clock, we're on for an hour and a half doing free psychic readings, and then come back around, turn around if you miss us on Monday night from 6 to 7. So thank you, everybody, for joining the show. Like I said, whether around the world, in the chat room, or on the phone. And Wednesday is in the studio, and Friday is Friday Traffic Jam. If you missed it last week, you missed a good show, because I showcased Kenny G, one of our native sons here in Washington. Okay.